Arena are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports entertainment experience. So we're going to slow things down a little bit.
Are you saying you want to slow jam the NBA fan conduct announcement?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying, Eric. Hit me one time. Hit me five times. Hello to all the Miami Heat lovers in the house. I'm Jason, but my friends call me Jax. But you, just call me.
Call me baby, yeah, yeah.
I'm a Taurus, and I'm about to get all bull up in a China shop on you. Can I get an ole for your love?
Ole!
Party people, we ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior such as fighting, throwing objects, attempting to enter the court, or interrupting play or using improper language or gestures.
Oh, improper language or gestures. You kiss your mother with that mouth.
Woo! Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection or arrest.
So don't you start no unruly mess.
Please report any violations of these rules to the nearest usher, security, or guest services staff member.
Now this is a time to be a snitch, oh. Just snatch up my AAA 50.
All guests must be 21 years or older to purchase and consume alcoholic beverages, and only 2 alcoholic beverages can be served per ID. Alcohol cutoff time is at the end of the 3rd period of basketball.
So to every grown girl and boy, you have more than 1/2 to consume your liquid dough.
Woo, snap! Then get in your seat, rise to your feet, and make some noise
for your Miami
Heat. Thank you for your patience and cooperation. I am Jason Jackson. That is Danger Flow. And this is how you slow jam the NBA fan conduct announcement. And I'm out.
My name is Maurice Plummer, and this is
Chanel Peter.
And today we're gonna take you through the cyber team youth school to show you how they do things and how it works.
We are now entering Ms. Fitzgerald's room.
And today we show, we're gonna show you like about what they do, what they do on the computer, and how they do what they do. So we have. Well, Miss McGill, what are y'all doing today?
We're actually working on name logos. People are doing gradient transparencies in their background and choosing the textiles that they like and
styling
about their individual needs.
Yes, but they're kind of cute, you know, light purple or gorgeous.
Well, I said we might as well go up to Mr. Dunn's room and see how they're doing.
Well, I'm allowed.
Get him, man. Don't do it. Yo, ¿dónde está 50 peso?
Me llamo 50 peso. Yo tengo un Casa Grande y un Coche Grande con pesca en la ventana delante de mi coche.
Me gustan las chicas inteligentes. Ah, las chicas les gustan mi. No me gustan las chicas gordas y feas. No. Soy de LA. Mi casa cuesta $1,000,000.
Hola, me llamo Logan. Yo soy un joven. Me gusta montar en monopatín y trabajar en mi jardín. Tengo 14 años y yo soy muy guapo. Ayer compré un niño. No problema.
What?
Cuando yo caminar hacia abajo la calle, las gentes mirar a mí y dicen ay caramba, ay caramba, ay caramba. Mi madre dice saca la basura, pero yo digo no. Yo soy un jefe, soy un jefe.
¿Dónde está el ATX? ¿Dónde está el ATX? ¿Dónde está el ATX? Uno, dos, tres, me llamo Nacho. Me gusta practicar deportes en el Paverno. Soy de Compton, pero estoy un chico de ATX. Me gusta beber una bebida de rosado. Soy fresco, me gusta beber leche de Nesco. Adios.
Hola, me llamo Chancho. Ayer llevé un pancho, pero no más. Tú vas a mi casa porque le gusta a mí.
Toda la gente le gusta a mí. Sí, soy de Ecuador. Va a mis joyas, por favor.
Yo. Me gusta jugar al baloncesto. Va a mi sector, por favor, canto cuello. Yo no digo.
M-A-T-H-E-M-A-T-I-C-S-T, you know what that means? M-A-T-H-E-M-A-T-I-C-S-T, you know what that means?
I got my calculator. I got my math book. Watch out, here we come. You better take a look.
We rolling 20 pounds on our way to school. We're the math geeks, but we sure ain't fools.
Check my TI 83, it's computer programs, dog. It makes solving easy, even naturalized.
The digits for pi, you know, it's 3.14. But that's nothing new, cause we know more.
3.14159265. Do you know what pi is? 3.14159265. Do you know what pi is?
You know we can add, we can multiply. Just give us formulas, the answers we provide.
Squaring a number is always positive. That's how it is, even with a negative.
Graphing functions is our expertise. We find domain range in just a brief.
From inequalities to logarithms, our skills take over and solve the systems.
M-A-T-H-E-M-A-T-I-C-S-T, you know what that means. M-A-T-H-E-M-A-T-I-C-S-T, you know what that means.
Solving matrices, we can also do. Editors and columns is nothing new.
We're now in pre-calc, getting ready for calculus. Learning derivatives will make us merciless.
Second basic math, we're missing all the fun. Go back to school and learning math, son.
Before we go, listen to what we got to say. Learn your math so you can get an A.
M-A-T-H-E-M-A-T-I-C-S-T, you know what that means. M-A-T-H-E-M-A-T-I-C-S-T, you know what that means.
You did your homework?
I'm about to.
Don't about to, do it now.
I'm gonna take my time to find the slope of a line. I'm gonna take it slow so everybody can know y2 minus y1 and put that over x2 minus x1. Whoa, y2 minus y1 and put that over x2 minus X1. Whoa. I'm sitting in class and we're studying lines. And the slow formula, it has just left my mind. I'm kinda nervous, but I'm sure I'll be fine. If I can just remember this nice jazzy line. Y2 minus Y1. And put that over X2 minus X1. Whoa. Y2 minus Y1. And put that over X2 minus X1. Whoa. Y2 minus Y1. And put that over X2 minus X1. Whoa. Y2 minus Y1 and put that over X2 minus X1. Whoa. We're studying graphs and I feel kind of queasy. I wish this myself, it just came to me easy. I think mom's right, I must watch too much TV. Teachers calling on people, I hope she don't see me. Y2 minus Y1, and put that over X2 minus X1. Whoa, Y2 minus Y1, and put that over X2 minus X1. Whoa, Y2 minus Y1, and put that over X2 minus X1. Whoa.
burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. With plenty of beans and plenty of cheese and plenty of rice. Oh, isn't it nice? Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. Yum! This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum.
Hey, Emily, what are you doing?
I don't like burritos.
Looks absolutely amazing this evening. Hey guys, I bet you're wondering why my hair looks absolutely amazing this evening. It's because I was inspired by a movie I watched yesterday called Avatar. I thought I'd pay my respects to the people of Pandora and do a makeup tutorial. So we're gonna start with the eyes. To maintain that native look, I'm not going to put on any like primers or whatever for my lids. I'm just gonna go right in with the eyeshadow. Their eyes are gold. So I'm gonna take gold eyeshadow and put that on my eyelids, duh. So in order for you to be like legit Pandora people, you're gonna have to like opposite bleach your skin and dye it blue. But since I can't afford that, I guess I'm just gonna paint it blue for now. That doesn't make me a wannabe. Get that blue shit all over your lips too. Okay, I'm gonna confess something. One really big reason why I am doing this is because, well, as you all know, I'm single and I want to find my own sexy man in a wheelchair with skinny legs. So now that we have our base on, even though I said it was supposed to come out blue, it all mixed together and turned out to be this shitty green. I'm gonna go ahead and put over some blue powder. Now if you're starting to look like a sea urchin, you know you're doing it right. Ewa, ewa, ewa. Jake Sully! My Jake Sully! Do I look like Neytiri yet? You know the part where she's like, oh, Jake, you should choose a girl now because you're a man. And she's naming all the skills that all the girls have. What kind of talent do you think she has? Because she never mentioned her talent. No, I'm sure, well, I guess she's like the warrior fighter person and everything. But I mean, that's just who she has to be. I mean, do you think that she's like a talented blowjayer? Oh, I feel so one with the people now. Now, I don't know if you noticed the gill-like lines on their faces, but each line represents, well, it represents something different for everyone, but in this case, we'll say how many times I said I was a virgin. 8 times isn't a lot. Neither is 10, okay? Now they have these little white dots all over their faces, and it's basically their human equivalent to having really bad acne. So I'm just gonna put a crap load all over my face. And here are some blackheads. I pretty much decided I want to be the slut in the village. To make it look like I'm ready to work in the blue light district, I'm gonna go ahead and put on some eyeliner. Pretty! Last but not least, you have to make sure you can roar at people, okay, like, it's like the ghetto girl equivalent of saying, you better stay away from my man. So ready, set.
Thank you.
He's also an excellent singer. But before we even start singing, we'd like to come greet everybody. Can you say hi?
Hi!
Wow. How about a little bit softer?
Ah!
There you go. That's a little better. Now, like good singers before Pancho sings, it's very important that he warm up. Can you warm up? He's ready to sing his first song from the musical South Pacific. Here's Valley High. That's it. He's a little short, and that's all he says. Here's his most famous song that's up to everybody from San Francisco. So what would you say if you saw a bunch of birds fly overhead?
What do you want?
Another one, Mike?
Fly!
And a high one.
Ooh.
That boy, very good. Thank you. His final song is one of our favorites, and we like it because of the way he rolls his R's in his springtime in the Rockies.
And welcome to Brookline is My Lady. Let me be your tour guide through the nooks and crannies, sights and sounds of this crazy, nutty town. Sit back and enjoy our homespun comedy slash variety show for the emotionally crippled.
Yo, Brookline's eye. Yo, Brookline's eye. Brookline's eyes. Eyes.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, it's Brian.
How's business?
Well, let me see. Ka-ching! It's been quite a day.
I feel a song coming on.
No, not again.
Let's sing a song about the tea.
What's so great about the tea?
Let me put it to you like this. A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey!
The tea. The T, it stands for transportation. It's made for you and me.
Who, me?
It goes all over the place.
The green line is my favorite line. It's really fine in its design. Who needs a stupid car? With the T, you'll go real far. Although, of course, you know that sometimes it's really slow. But what do you want for almost nothing? The green line goes through Brookline on three different lines. The B train, the C train, and don't forget the D. They chug along so happily. The B train is a mighty force that starts with that BU and ending at BC, running down Com Avenue. The C line runs down Beacon Street and hits all the big stops, like Washington Square and the Coolidge Corner shops. But when it gets real crowded, boy, it really sucks, cause no one wants to feel that sardine feeling. But sardines are dead and don't mind it much. People sleeping, people reading, oh the sights, oh the smells. Sometimes I think that I'm in hell. The tea can be quite yucky, but really we're quite lucky. A mellow trip through backwoods and suburbia. From Fenway Park to Chestnut Hill, the D is there to serve ya. Forget the bus, don't want a cab. Walking is for who? The T is simply fabulous for going to and fro. The T, it stands for transportation. It's made for you and me.
Who, me?
It goes all over the place. The green line is my favorite line. It's really fine in its design. Who needs a stupid car? With the T, you'll go real far. You sure go far on the T. The T! On the property of the Brookline Village Public Library, a glorious statue of one of Brookline's founding fathers stands tall and true. It is the likeness of Captain John McMack, a leader in the fight to educate the youth of our nation. McMack built this very library with his bare hands. A renowned scholar, teacher, writer, soldier, and farmer, Captain John made it his life's work to instill a love of knowledge into the children. Interestingly enough, he was also a ferocious cannibal. That's right. Not many people know that Brookline was indeed inhabited by cannibal tribes many centuries ago. Captain John was a direct descendant. Even though he ate human flesh, he swore never to chomp on the children he loved so dearly. His favorite meal? Smoked Christian on rye. Although he was known to down a few fresh Jews now and then. McMack was in fact the inventor of the Reuben sandwich, named after Rabbi Hezekiah Reuben, a man Captain John killed and ate. McMack is etched in stone here, rotting proudly in this awe-inspiring statue, which portrays Captain John heroically hunting for a midday snack. I'd like to introduce my friend, Mr. Mosaic.
Hey, everybody.
Tell us, Mr. Mosaic, why do you have a mosaic pattern over your head all the time?
Well, I guess it's because I'm always getting myself into trouble.
Check this out, man.
Hey, buddy.
Yo, Smoke.
What?
Smoke.
What?
Crack. Ludes. We got it all, buddy. What do you want?
You know what? You need to find God.
What did I tell you?
Hey, what's going on down there? Hey, what's going on down there?
Well, what do you know?
Hey, Jerry in the sky with diamonds.
Come on up. You gotta use the stairs. The elevator is broken.
No, that's all right. I got a better way to get up there. I'll just use my mosaic powers, okay? You grab onto me.
Gormov and Ice Monkey.
No, no, you don't have to do that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Voila, Mansoor!
Where's Jerry?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, no!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, neighbors. Nothing like a little neighbors to turn the party out. Hey, dude, check this out. Jerry's got some new celebrity photos.
Let me see.
Boy, Jerry, I gotta laugh. There he is with the Stoobster. There he is with that guy.
wacky neighbor, and that's the wacky landlord.
Well, I fell into a burning ring of Jerry.
Mr. Taylor, Mr. Taylor, look out for the cab! Look out for the cab!
Come in, come in. What the hell's going on here?
Ooh, that's a nice meeting.
Just leave! Get me! Get me! Get me! Just leave! Get me!
Well, see, now we got ourselves a little situation here, because the cops are out looking for me, you know, and I need a place to lay low, know what I'm saying?
Well, if you're not leaving, I am coming, Brian.
Yeah, let's split. If you want to go kill yourself, Mr. Mosaic, go ahead, but I don't want any part of it.
Hey, man, I can't help it. Self-destruction's in my genes. Go on, then, you losers. I'll just party with myself, then. You'll misjudge Judy, you pups. Ooh, that's nice, baby. Come to Papa.
Someone's coming!